Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Wednesday, October 21st, and you're joining us for another edition of Daily Drop Radio, where we gather Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear another drop of education and hopefully get a little bit of inspiration in helping us to live our lives empowered with natural solutions for healthier living. Today we have a guest speaker, Holly Olmstead, who is going to be sharing with us more about what it means to how we can more fully live our lives as wellness advocates. Holly is a fantastic individual who I've been very fortunate to meet and is a diamond in doTERRA. And just a quick shout out to the oil of the week, Purify Blend, which we will be following up on this Friday. Hopefully we'll hear some stories from you guys on how you use Purify Blend in your life, whether it's harkening back to Tanya's call on Monday, talking about healthy skin, so how you use it for your skin, your body, as well as, of course, purifying your home and your environment. So looking forward to hearing from that. But right now, let's jump into Holly. Holly, are you there with us?
Good morning. I am. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you. It's a pleasure having you here.
Well, thank you. I always appreciate the opportunity to share and to have an interaction. The thing I like most about doing live presentations is because we get to ask questions and we get to talk back and forth. But for this platform, we'll just be doing a lecture style, it looks like. So I'll jump right in when it's ready to go.
Beautiful. Yeah, please do. Yeah, jump right in.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it. You've been a great help. As he mentioned, my name is Holly Olmstead, and I work in conjunction with Tanya Howell and Arlene Tilson. This has been a wonderful soaring to silver opportunity for us to collaborate, to get focused, to really understand what it is that we desire and how to get what we desire. So this is week two of the business training that we use called the Edge Success System. And we are going to talk a lot about contacting and inviting. What this really means to me is finding new friends, because I love people, and I hope that in this business you too are learning to love people and just really having a genuine understanding of why it is that you're part of this business and what your mission is for this business. But I want to start out kind of reviewing what we did last week so we can build on the strengths and use our tools effectively. So I hope that each one of you have taken the opportunity to really get familiar with the Google Docs. It's really nice, a free platform that we can share information with our teams quite easily. So if you're not familiar with Google Docs yet, please take some time and YouTube it and just become very proficient in using Google Docs, because we're going to talk about them again as a tool a little bit later on. So in your Google Docs, we placed five themes each week, last week, and we want you to really be focusing on. And last week, we really focused on just getting prepared for success, that you are setting a timer on your phone or calendaring it, whatever is easiest for you to remember, that we are doing these five calls every week. And the first three calls are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 a.m. that you're on right now, called the Daily Drop Radio Program. And so the phone number for that, of course, hopefully you have since you're on, is found on your contact info sheet in your Google Docs. So make sure that you're knowing where to get the information so that you're prepared each day to participate in that. The recording of the Daily Drop Radio Program is going to be posted on our Facebook group page for Soaring to Silver. So you should be on there quite often to check that out. So a couple hours after this recording, you should see it being posted on our Facebook group page called Soaring to Silver, which each one of you should be a member of. All right. The other thing that we need to do is to understand, besides the five calls and the Facebook, well, let me talk about the second call. The second call, then, is the conference call. Those are Mondays at 9:30 Pacific time and Fridays There's not a Wednesday one right now. So we have a Monday and Friday immediately following the daily drop call. We are going to be having some personal development training on Mondays and some reflection time on Fridays with your team leader. So make sure you're participating in those calls live, because then you can get some really good feedback or give feedback to the team. If you're only listening to the calls, you're not getting the full experience. You need to really, on those conference calls, be involved and contribute to the discussions. So I highly encourage you to be on those calls live as much as possible. So the other thing we wanted to really help you get set up would be the Edge Success app. So if you are able to afford the $10 a month fee, we highly, highly encourage you to do so. The Edge Success app is going to help you stay focused and give you more in-depth training on marketing than we can give you in just short, five short calls. So the Edge Success app obviously can be found on your smartphone. It's not on a computer. It's on your smartphone. And it is under your app store under Daily, My Daily Edge. So it's an Edge Success app, but it's called My Daily Edge. So hopefully you are able to use that. We'll talk a little bit about it in a little bit. All right. I love seeing your whiteboards, the pictures of your whiteboards on Facebook. That is really, really a very valuable tool. And one of the reasons is because it's visual. And we all learn much better and much faster by doing more than just auditorial. We want to do visual. We want to do hands-on. So having a whiteboard and strategizing on it and putting down your goals and so you can see them every day is going to be very powerful for you. It's a subconscious training that these things that you're visualizing are going to come true. And so as we set the goals for this month of October and you set goals for November and December, you have your 30, 60, 90 days, we're going to continue to build on that. And that's the whole purpose of these calls and this program, is that we want to implement some tools for you that you can build on, that you can really take this and run. At the end of this 8-9 weeks, you're going to say, I know exactly what to do. I know exactly where to go from here, and I can just continue to grow and then turn around and help my team grow, because we want to do everything that's duplicatable. That means we want to do things that other people can feel like they're capable of doing as well, and they are. So that's why we want to do these simple little things. They're not expensive. They don't take a lot of time, and are really going to help focus you on where you're going in this business as a business owner. So really excited to see those, continue to send those and update those. Now, the names list that we asked for last week to get started is our big discussion for today. So I want you to really think about, who do you know and where do you need to find people to put on that names list, okay? Because that names list is a big focus of your, what we call IPA, your income-producing activity, which is going to be the key component of growing a business, because a business is not a business unless it's profitable. If it's profitable, meaning you actually make money with it, then it's a business. Otherwise, it's a hobby, and it can become a very time-consuming and sometimes expensive hobby if you're not truly focused on your IPAs, your income-producing activities. So your core understanding of that is, who are your customers? And that's where the names list comes in. So you need to be able to identify those people in your names list. So we're going to skip down to that in just a minute. I don't want to pass over, and I know Erlene did a fabulous job of this on our Monday call, conference call. Your why is going to take you farther in this business than your how. I cannot emphasize enough, my own journey in this business really began when I started to understand that as I continued to read the personal development books, And as I continue to work on myself as an individual, as a mother, as a wife, as a business owner, then everything else started to fall into place. So I cannot overemphasize how important it is to choose a very effective personal development book and be reading it every day, 10 minutes at least. So we want to make sure that you've done that, posted that. I'd love to see what book that is on the Google Docs. If you go in and type, I'm reading The Slight Edge or I'm reading GoPro, I would love to see that on your Google Docs. Because we are now this week building on the limiting beliefs that have set us back. And as Erlene discussed with those words, the limiting beliefs are really the things that keep us stuck. Because sometimes we just have that foggy brain and we just can't seem to get past to, I can't do this, or I'm not good enough, or I don't know how. That's really not the point. The point is, what's holding you back are those limiting beliefs. And as you discover those and you start to break through those, you're going to become stronger, you'll become more effective, you're going to use your time more wisely, you're going to focus more on your IPAs and growing your business and balancing life well with all the demands you have. And so, one, I'm going to share two affirmations with you that I like to use. The first one we actually have in your Google Docs under the tab of Apply. The very first tab, and it is one that I learned from a girl named Amy Walker, and it says something like this: I am a powerful business owner. Businesses are not made or broken in a day, a week, a month, or even a year. My success grows as I consistently work my plan. I am in business for the marathon, not the sprint. And I am doing my best, and my best is enough. And as you start to integrate that into your life, you are a very powerful business owner. And so you have to come up with a way to make that happen. And so this week, we're wanting you to discover that personal affirmation. Take those limiting beliefs, put them into words that are sounding something like this: I am a gorgeous, rich, inspiring leader who is living a humble life full of gratitude, wisdom, and charisma today. What is it that you need in your life to get you forward? So make sure that as you're going through each of these steps on your Google Doc under week number one, that you're completely having the experience with it. And you are going to feel the empowerment of it making you go further and further. So make sure we're getting that done today and posting that in a lot of obvious places. We want to post it in like 10 different places. Maybe it's on your phone. Maybe it's on your computer. Maybe it's on your bathroom mirror. Maybe it's in your rearview mirror or on your dashboard. Wherever you're going to see it quite often, and you're going to get it memorized so that it becomes subconscious and internalized. So the other place you could put that positive affirmation, that personal affirmation that you're creating this week, is you can put it on your app, your My Daily app, your EdSuccess app. And there at the bottom of it, if you have the app, on the bottom of your app it says why. And I'd really love to see you take some time and read through your why and listen to a lot of the videos that go with that on the app. And post it right there and make sure that you're focusing on that. All right. As we continue to build on our contact list, what is that contact list full of? Well, a lot of times we just take our phone list, or maybe it's an organization of people that we've been working with, people that we've made contact and relationship with. We want to make sure that we are naturally building a relationship with them. So whether it's a team that one of your children belong to, or an organization, a volunteer organization that you belong to, whatever it is, you're going to have a natural relationship with these people. And that's why we want it to be friending. We don't necessarily want you to be just cold contacting. We want you to be befriending people because a natural relationship makes it so much easier to really share and serve other people. We have a culture here in doTERRA where we're not a typical network marketing company. Our network marketing skills are based more on our personal desires of service and love for other people. And so if we truly have a genuine desire to help them and we're not just out there to sell them a product, they'll feel the difference. In fact, I recently read some articles about John Maxwell said, an attitude is what people feel when you speak to them, not the words that they hear. So it's really important that your attitude is in the right place, that your belief and understanding is in the right place. And so as we start to continue to make at least 10 new friends a week, we're suggesting that you focus on maybe a couple of days so that you can have more friends to put on your contact list, your names list, every week, and you're going to continue to build on that. Now, as I build this, and I've been doing this for a few years now, I finally took all those little pieces of paper that I've been collecting, those little drawing slips that I've done at expos and things like that, and I put them on a Google Doc. So here's where we're going to go back into using Google Docs as a tool. You're going to want to go back into the Sheets program of the Google Docs. It's like an Excel spreadsheet. And you're going to want to create 6 columns. You're going to want to make a Google Doc full of this information so that when you want to upload it to use it for an email system or for mailing labels or anything you want to do with the information, it's easy. It's in a format that you can easily manipulate. So this is how I use the Google Doc sheet to make my contact list. It's free. It's easy to change. It's easy to shift around. So I use the first column, obviously, as the name. And it's going to be the first name, and you don't want to put the first name and last name together because it's more difficult to upload. So you're going to put the first name, and then you're going to put the last name. Then you're going to put their email address. Then you're going to put their phone number. And then I like to put the state in where they live, maybe any brief health concerns that we discussed. And I also like to add their birthday, just so I can make it a personal relationship with them. So this is just very simple information that you can take. Now, if you want to make a category for notes and take very extensive notes on where you met them, what, how many children they have, that kind of stuff, you can also do that in Google Docs, and you just add a note over their name or create another column. But I like to add a note over their name that just says, this is where I met them, and this is the people that maybe introduced me or however it worked, where whatever details you want to keep. So that's a great tool for building your contact or your friends, and we're making 10 new friends this week. We also want to start being a little bit more bold in when we make contacting and inviting, because you cannot have a successful event unless you get really, really good at inviting. And I tell you, this is probably a little bit more challenging for a lot of people. The inviting to participate in an event, a class, a 101, an expo, this simply takes us to the Fast Track Planner, of which each of you should have been received through the mail this week. So the EdSuccess or the app, it has an understanding of 3 doors. And these 3 doors that we want to talk about, and it helps you as you watch the videos on the app, it helps you put phrases into your mind that will naturally spit out when you meet somebody. And we want to use a permission-based question. A permission-based question such as, are you open to learning about natural solutions? Oh, I see you have a headache. Are you open to learning about a natural remedy? Are you open to trying something more natural? Are you open to using the sample of peppermint if I give it to you? So we want to use permission-based questions to invite them to participate. So one of the phrases on your fast track planner, and I love technology when it works because it's not opening on my computer, but the fast track planner says, are you open to learning more about natural solutions? Are you open to attending a class that will teach you how to use essential oils and micronutrients to better your life? So there's lots of ways that we can open their mind and invite them to participate in learning, and that's the first step we want to do, is to help them participate and learn what options they have. And then we'll go through on the next step of, are you open to using? If I give you a sample of essential oil, will you use it? If this is something you're interested in, which kit would you think would fit your needs best? So we're asking these permission-based questions. We're asking them to open their minds and to really start engaging in what we have to offer them. And that's why on our Google Doc, invite, invite, invite is such a very important concept of your IPA. And if you're doing it personally, if you're doing it in person or over a personal text or a phone call, even better, then you're going to get a better result. We have found that when you post something on Facebook or you simply email it out, it doesn't go nearly as well. But it's a great way to get out large information. You just need to follow up with that personal invitation to make sure they know that you truly want them individually to participate. So inviting. Now, as we start to invite and to engage, you're going to have 10 people come to your mind. Now, maybe not exactly 10, but we're having you focus on this number. So as you start to sort through the people that you're friends with, you're going to come across some different personalities. And I want you to think about individuals in your life and see if any of them fit into these categories. There's some people who are simply analyzers, is what we call them. They sit back. They need to read all the documentation first. They want all the information before they can possibly make a decision. They're very detail-oriented, and they're slow to make a decision. They are analyzers, not a bad thing. That's just who they are. They're your kind of friend who says, I did the research on this. I read an article about this. You should take a look at this. We analyze a lot of great information, and then we make a very distinct decision on that. And that's a very great trait. Just that they're a little bit slower at making the commitment to the journey of health. So we have to give them time, we have to give them lots of experiences, and we have to give them lots of information. That's the analyzer. Then you have a promoter, someone who is just always happy and fun and really just out there, a very outgoing person, and they love to promote things. They don't necessarily like to sell anything, but they love to promote things like, oh, my goodness, you should see this great movie. They're promoting things on Facebook. They're promoting things all the time. Whether they have all the details or not, they're promoting because that's who they are. They're outgoing. They're fun. They're the life of the party. But they're also really great at getting enthusiasm and energy moving. So we want to make sure that we have promoters on our team. But the individuals that you're going to put on your top 10 list, these are the ones that kind of make you a little bit nervous of contacting. Maybe they're already very successful in another area of their life. And we call these the influencers. And so when we have these people on our friends list, that you just know that they're very influential. People follow them or listen to them, because they're the leaders. They're the just naturally take command. They people just understand that if these people are doing something, they want to do it too. So these influencers have already had an opportunity in their life to usually feel some success. And so sometimes we're a little bit nervous about approaching them with this opportunity. Those are the ones we want you to put on your fast track planner. We want you to really focus on the influential people, because 9 times out of 10, they will be the ones that will be your strongest business partners. Now, not to say that anybody couldn't possibly be. That's the beauty of this business. Anybody can step up and become an influencer. Whether you started out as an analyzer or a promoter, you can, each one of us can become that influencer, because we're developing through our personal development into those leaders, into those kind of people that have and desire and will succeed with whatever they choose. So we want you not only to recognize that characteristic in the people in your name list, but to become those people. And that's going to make you a huge organization as you continue to do that. And we'll work on this as we go through, so don't let it make you nervous. It's something we just build and aspire to become. And so as you've built your contact list in your Google Docs, as you're making invitations, I hope that you are becoming very proficient in your follow-up as well, your follow-through, because I like to call this nurturing. When I nurture someone that I've met, I put them in 3 distinct categories. I have someone that I know is already really excited about natural solutions. They just need a little bit of information so they can get the tools they need from doTERRA to get moving. So that's the first one. They already are ready to rock and roll, and they just need enough information to enroll. Then the second group of people are those who have enrolled, and they need some more education on how to use these products on their health care plan. Because we are a health care company, we are going to help them with their health care plan long term. And so they need a continuing education process. So use your tools through doTERRA University, through the training centers, through the online training, through the daily drop radio program. Use these tools to help them with continuing education, and that's the second nurturing of our follow-up. The third one are those people who are just not quite there. And, you know, I firmly believe that everybody eventually will be joining us, because they need it. They need what we have to offer. We have the secret sauce. We're the ones, if we're there in front of them, we're the ones that can help them. So when it's their timing, if you're the one that's been giving them emails, if you're the one that's continually inviting them to classes, if you're the one that is constantly being there, you're going to be the one to be to help them. So third and final, nurturing is those long-term friends that we need to continue to nurture until they jump into that first group of being enrolled members and that second group of becoming the long-term nurturers, which then become our sharers, our builders, and we'll talk about that in the next few weeks. So let's just review. I'm down to my last minute. We are building our why. We're using the tools that we've been given last week and this week to really focus on building ourselves, inspiring ourselves through our personal development, putting your why on the Edge app, becoming successful in your ability to use the My Daily App program, the Edge Success System, maybe the Fast Track Planner you have in front of you, and utilizing these concepts to open people's minds and hearts so that you can befriend them, you can nurture them, and you can create a strong business with your tools that are right in front of you. So very exciting stuff. You're in the right place, doing the right thing at the right time. And I am excited to be part of this with you. I hope you have a fabulous week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Beautiful. Thank you, Holly, so much for coming out and joining us and sharing what you have today. And we're grateful to all our listeners for coming out and joining us as well. We will be back again on Friday at 9 Pacific, 12 Eastern. And that's our testimonial call. So please come prepared to share your experiences from this past week and before with yourself and what you've been able to gain, what experiences you've had in sharing with others, and what you've grown personally from calls like this, calls where, you know, Holly makes sure that you understand all the tools that you need to grow as a professional. So on behalf of the day, on behalf of the My Daily Drop team, thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you again on Friday. And remember to use Purify this week as the oil of the week. Thanks again, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday. Bye for now.